Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're just beginning this Advent season together, touching on some of the key themes that the church brings to us so that we can go deeper. Let's just ask the Holy Spirit today, come and touch our minds to renew our spirits. Lord Jesus, thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. You are the anointed one. You are the Messiah. And in your great love for us and your victory over the powers of sin and death and the world, the flesh and the devil, you've conquered our enemies and you made it possible in our baptism to be united to you in the person and presence of the Holy Spirit. We welcome the Holy Spirit today. Holy Spirit, we ask that you move in the hearts of everyone who is listening and beyond, that we might understand the plan of the Father, that we might trust your work in us and welcome it, so that we can be conformed to Christ, to walk in his footsteps. Come, Holy Spirit. One of the things that we've been talking about is a key theme of Advent is being ready for the return of the Lord. It can be really inspiring and helpful to just walk through some of the paragraphs in the Catechism that talk about the return of the Lord. It helps really focus, at least for me, it helps me focus and understand the magnitude of what Jesus has done for us, and also just to remember what he's going to do, because the remembering is the work of the Holy Spirit. Remember, Jesus said, I'm going to send you the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. He's going to lead you to all truth, and he's going to remind us of everything that Jesus taught us. And so the Catechism really is a gathering of the things that the Holy Spirit, that Jesus has taught, that the apostles have taught, and the Holy Spirit wants us to bring to mind again and again. And so no better time than this Advent season to consider the return of the Lord. Begin in paragraph 668 of the Catechism. Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and of the living. So we say Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus means Savior. He's my Savior. He's our Savior. He's the Christ. He's the Messiah who sends the Holy Spirit, and he's Lord. All power and authority belong to him. Christ's ascension into heaven signifies his participation in his humanity, in God's power, and God's authority. Think about that for a minute. We're a race of people made in the image and likeness of God. Our first parents, Adam and Eve, were called to fellowship. They walked with God in the garden. And they had everything, but the fall destroyed it all. Adam and Eve's lack of trust in God, their disobedience to God, brought about a division, brought about separation. And as the New Testament reminds us, we're in a death-directed destiny. The entire race is in need of salvation, to literally be saved from the direction that we're moving in, that we cannot save ourselves from. And Jesus has come to rescue us and to save us. And what ultimately happens through his passion, death, and resurrection from the dead, and his ascension into glory, is Jesus in his person enters the kingdom in the presence of the Father, and he brings us with him in human flesh. He became one of us so we could become like him. As the fathers have quoted earlier in the week, some of the church fathers had articulated so clearly. And here the Catechism reminds us, Jesus is entering into the presence of the Father in his humanity. He's entering and bringing us into a participation in the power and the authority of God. He's far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, for the Father has put all things under his feet. Christ is Lord of the cosmos and of history. In him, human history is indeed, and indeed all creation are set forth and transcendently fulfilled. That's a mouthful. In him, in Jesus, in Mary's son, we'll be celebrating the incarnation. We'll be celebrating the nativity soon. The infant Jesus, powerless, in the arms of his mother, in that child, human history and indeed all creation are set forth and transcendently fulfilled. Everything that God made, he desires to reach its ultimate completion with human beings as the crown of that creation, is going to happen. It's happening already because of Jesus, because he came in the flesh and it changed everything. paragraph 669, as Lord Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. Taken up to heaven and glorified after he had thus fully accomplished his mission, Christ dwells on the earth in his church. Jesus established a church, not churches, a church, his body. It's not just an organization, it's not just a religious organization, it's a living organism brought to life and animated by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. It's literally being united to the person of Jesus Christ. He has resurrected and glorified humanity. The redemption is the source of the authority that Christ, by virtue of the Holy Spirit, exercises over the church. So here again, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit makes present all that Jesus has done, all that the Father wants us to know, puts us in right relationship with the Father and with the Son. The kingdom of Christ is already present in mystery on earth, the seed and the beginning of the kingdom. Let's stop just for a second and think about that. The seed and the beginning of the kingdom is what? It's the church. It's all those who are born again by water and the Spirit. All those who are united to the apostolic tradition that Jesus established. Those who are united to the sacraments that feed us and take us deeper and deeper and deeper in the Word of God that washes us clean, that renews our minds. Part of the grace of a season like this, friends, is to ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds and to expand our horizon and give us a capacity to see the glory of Christ, the greatness of the kingdom, and the mystery that's being worked out in our own lives. Let him who has eyes to see and ears to hear, see and hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The kingdom of Christ is already present in mystery. The mystery is this church. If you're baptized into Christ and you're walking with him, you're living out that mystery. Can you believe you're part of a great mystery, the greatest mystery of all, the greatest story ever? You know what? It's possible to get baptized and then walk through life and be totally out of touch with it. It happens because people aren't paying attention. They're not living in community in his body. They're not pursuing the Lord. Sometimes also the church is not communicating with fire and passion and clarity and not living out the story together. It can be very easy, as we've said many times, to reduce Christianity to, you know, a moral system, just checking off the boxes. Paragraph 670, since the ascension, God's plan has entered in its fulfillment. We are already in the last hour. Already the final age of the world is with us. And the renewal of the world is irrevocably underway. It is even now anticipated in a certain and real way, for the church on earth is endowed already with a sanctity that is real but imperfect. Again, that was a mouthful, especially early in the morning. We're in the last hour of history. I've talked about this many times. It's so important to situate ourselves. Where are we? Who am I? I'm a child of God. I've been saved. I've been renewed. I'm on the way to full salvation. I'm in the church. And what I know is I'm living between the two comings of Jesus. And this is what the church, what John the Apostle called the last hour. It's the final age of the church. And we're part of that story. Are we receiving it and living out of that story? Are we communicating it to others around us? Are we helping us people understand that this sinful, broken body of people called the church, who through God's mercy have been healed, have been forgiven, in the sacraments we're fed, we're cleansed, we're strengthened, the Word of God renews us, and we're a whole body of people that come together, hopefully multiple times a week, but at least every Sunday. And we bow down and before the Lord and we celebrate his incarnation, his presence, his life on earth, and then ultimately his great sacrifice on the cross that makes it all possible, where the victory happened and the ascension. The catechism is reminding us here. This is how God's plan enters its fulfillment. What is God's plan? To renew the face of the earth. What is God's plan? To renew you. What is God's plan? To save you, to rescue you, to forgive you, to cleanse you, to give you the possibility as well of becoming a great saint by just paying attention to this, that this is really happening in my life. A drama is happening all around me, and all kinds of people don't even know it. They're not even awake to it at all. But God's light has come to touch you. And how much are you fanning that flame of that light? How much are you ready and keeping your wick trimmed like the virgins who were supposed to be waiting for the bride and the bridegroom? How much oil do you have in your lamp? How bright is the light that's burning? That's determined by you and me. Are we accepting the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Are we not just assenting to it and say, yep, that happened once. Yes, that's part of my faith and what I confess. But is it something you believe? Is it something you're living in and living from? If you do that, you're on the road to sanctity, to becoming a saint. That's the great drama of your life. And Mother Teresa and others, the real drama is, are you going to become a saint? Am I going to become a saint? Am I going to cooperate with this story and live my part as Jesus has called me to, as the Father has made me for? Christ's kingdom, again, same paragraph 670, Christ's kingdom already manifests its presence through the miraculous signs that attend its proclamation by the church. One of the reasons why we're seeing more signs and wonders in our time is because more and more people are awakening to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, understanding the commissioning the Lord has given us in the Great Commission and the gift that he gave us on Pentecost to spread this very story, a lived reality. We live the story. That's the beauty of it. It's not just a memory that we once crossed the Red Sea. The Red Sea was a type of something so much greater, extraordinary, irrepeatable. We've been brought into the greatest story ever told, and it's not just a telling of what happened. It's accepting the fact that you're in the story, and the Lord is alert and present and ready. He's surrounded you by angels. He's given you the Holy Spirit. They want to help lead you. But we have to be awake to the reality of what we've been given. And we have to consciously receive it every day, accept it, and agree with it, and celebrate what God is doing each day. And when we do it, we're going to be like Our Lady. Come magnify the Lord with me, the psalm says. And of course, Mary, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Can you just hear her joy with Elizabeth? She's declaring the amazing thing that God is doing. She knows how weak she is. She knows how simple and dependent she is. But she's marveling in what God is doing. The church in this season wants to awaken that same gaze and that awe and that awareness that Our Lady had. So we see and we can magnify the Lord. We understand the great drama of our lives and how epic it is. Let's help each other do it. Let's lay hold of it. Let's claim it. Let's walk in it. Let's live with that faith, hope, and love that's at the center of it. Come, Holy Spirit. Friends, hope you can join me tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.